Welcome to Podcast Name, where we delve into the fascinating world of cybersecurity, exploring its critical importance, and providing valuable insights to protect yourself in the digital era. A Chinese military-industrial sector worker was recently detained by authorities under suspicion of espionage for the CIA, marking another instance of allegations of spying activities by a Chinese national on behalf of the United States. The specifics remain ambiguous, but reports indicate the individual was allegedly recruited by the CIA. The military-industrial sector holds significant importance to China's defense and security, thus this case brings about significant worry for the Chinese authorities. There has been a notable rise in incidents of alleged spying for foreign intelligence agencies in China in recent years. This case underscores the persistent challenges faced by China in thwarting espionage activities and safeguarding national security, particularly within sectors vital to the nation's defense. The Chinese government has voiced concerns over perceived endeavors by overseas powers to destabilize and acquire intelligence on China's military capabilities, and has consequently taken a firm stance against such actions, implementing measures to preserve national security. As the situation continues to unfold and further details surface, the implications this case will have on China's relations with the United States and its efforts to safeguard sensitive data within its military industry remains uncertain. In recent Intel developments, numerous security concerns affecting Intel CPUs have emerged, bringing millions of devices into potential risk. One major concern is the downfall vulnerability posing a substantial threat with its strong data leak impact. It could compromise sensitive information, putting user data at risk. A Google researcher has generously shared technical insights and mitigation measures, urging users to stay updated and take precautions to protect their data. Another vulnerability has been detected related to improper buffer restrictions in Intel RealSense ID software. This issue could lead to privileged escalation if an attacker gains local access, emphasizing the necessity of maintaining robust security measures and keeping software and systems updated. Additionally, a crucial vulnerability in Intel Nuke BIOS firmware has been discovered, which could allow unauthorized actors to access sensitive information locally. This underlines the need for increased security measures and ensuring that necessary updates and patches are implemented promptly to secure Intel Nuke devices. Stay connected for more updates on the steps Intel is taking to address these vulnerabilities and enhance the security of its products. In recent Microsoft news, headlines are dominated by the investigation of a significant data breach in the United States that targeted Microsoft's email services. As reported, the U.S. Cyber Safety Review Board is examining Microsoft's involvement in this breach, suspected to be linked to China. This investigation was initiated by President Biden's administration, aiming to assess the risks cloud computing brings, with an emphasis on the Microsoft government email breach. The review will scrutinize the incident, the resulting consequences, and the existing cybersecurity measures and protocols. Meanwhile, parallel issues prevail across the pond in the United Kingdom, as the Electoral Commission also faces potential vulnerability. It suggested that an unpatched flaw in Microsoft Exchange, the corporation's email and calendaring server software, may have opened the door for a hacking incident. These ongoing situations in both the United States and the United Kingdom underscore the pivotal role of cybersecurity in safeguarding sensitive data. As services provided by Microsoft come under fire for cyber threats, the necessity for continuous scrutiny is underlined starkly. Stay connected for future updates regarding the progression of these investigations and potential strategies to bolster the security of our digital infrastructure. In the latest update on LOLIC News, we report on significant progress in the fight against cybercrime. Polish authorities, in a joint undertaking with Europol and the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, have recently arrested 5 individuals. These arrests were made for suspected involvement in supporting NetWalker ransomware attacks. This evidence of global collaboration in deterring cybercriminals is of crucial importance in navigating the rising tide of cybercrime. A notable achievement was the successful dismantlement of a notorious LOLIC hosting provider, recognized for its bulletproof service known to host malware. This step included the seizure of the LOLIC bulletproof service infrastructure, notorious for providing a safe platform for malware and facilitating NetWalker ransomware attacks causing chaos globally. These arrests and the subsequent ousting of the LOLIC hosting provider signify a consolidated international effort to counteract cybercriminals exploiting online infrastructure vulnerabilities. This cooperation between law enforcement agencies and global organizations sends a powerful message: impunity won't be granted to individuals involved in executing perilous cyberattacks. As the inquiry progresses, we anticipate more updates about the legal processes and the possibility of dismantling additional criminal operations. As the fight against cybercrime continues, collaborative efforts to defend individuals, corporate entities, and institutions from the threat of ransomware attacks take precedence. Stay tuned for more updates on LOLIC News. This concludes our current news segment. In the latest news from Mustached Bouncer, a notorious cyber espionage group, there have been unsettling developments. They have been notably infiltrating foreign embassies, using an unconventional set of tools for their operations, nightclub and disco hacking tools, a choice that has sent waves of shock and awe within the cybersecurity community. These tools, commonly linked to the vibrant world of nightlife, are a distinctive feature of their latest hacking pursuits. Particular focus has been on foreign embassies in Belarus, which Mustached Bouncer has allegedly targeted using internet service providers, ISPs, for their cyber attacks. This tactic serves as their conduit to sensitive data and strategically positions them to potentially jeopardize diplomatic communications. While the aftermath of this espionage is still under determination, it is clear that the objective of Mustached Bouncer was unauthorized access to classified data with potential misuse in their crosshairs. Four embassies in Belarus were the subjects of this attack. Both embassy staff and cybersecurity experts are in the midst of damage assessment and management. Meanwhile, Belarusian authorities are liaising with international cybersecurity entities in an effort to detain the Mustached Bouncer group. As the global community anxiously follows the developments of this investigation, there are growing concerns about the bold tactics of the Mustached Bouncer group. Their success in infiltrating secure networks and targeting foreign embassies ignites a discussion about the state of cybersecurity, combined with the susceptibility of diplomatic communications in the digital era. Stay connected for ongoing updates about this cyber espionage campaign in Mustached Bouncer News as the situation unfolds. In the world of cybersecurity, remember, vigilance is key. Thank you for joining us today as we delved into the world of cybersecurity, learning how to protect ourselves online and navigate the ever-evolving digital landscape.